Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love that story. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Well, the first family of football, the next generation, Perloff, is now going to be headed to the University of Texas. Arch Manning declared today on Twitter that's where he's going. Hook 'em horns, you're getting Arch Manning.
I knew it all along.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll tell you why. Actually, I'm saying this now. I'm playing Monday morning quarterback. Why was Texas in the mix for this guy? He kept on, it stood out as a sore thumb. Or what's the expression?
Yeah, stood out like a sore thumb.
Stood out like a sore thumb that Texas was on there with Georgia, Alabama, LSU is considered Ole Miss. Why Texas? Like, Texas would not have hung around in that whole process unless they had a hook into Arch.
Yeah, right. No pun intended. I really think this is amazing for Texas. And it's not that the Texas Longhorns haven't had great recruits and big-time recruits, and I understand it, but this will be the highest-rated recruit since Vince Young in terms of coming out of college. And I do think, or coming out of high school, I do think that, like, I love college football when Texas is a thing. I don't know who would be against that, you know, unless you're Oklahoma, like Texas A&M, like that, a rival. But this is fantastic. It shakes things up a little bit in college football. It's not just Arch going to Alabama or Arch going to Georgia, who's just stacking. Well, I guess Texas is stacking 5-star recruits, but that would have been the obvious choice. That would have been too obvious almost. I love that Arch is zagging here where everyone thought he was going to zig. And you know what? Like, whether or not he, quote unquote, brings Texas back or whatever, I'll say this about Arch. He just made this so much more interesting, and I love that he's, like, blazing his own path here. Kudos to Arch Manning. I'm not going to get down on a, 17-year-old kid today, but I really, I'm not just, you know, saying this. I think he did the right thing, Perloff. He's so blazing his own trail.
I don't know. That seems a little over-dramatic, over-narrative. Arch Manning, like, blazing his own trail. He's looking at some massive NIL deal and a pro-ready coach. I think there's a, like, to me, it's like a lot of logic there, too. Steve Sarkisian is an offensive guru. His receivers are going to be wide open.
Yep.
Sarkisian knows how to get guys to the NFL, was in the NFL.
Sure.
I feel like the guy who went to Jackson State, I'm sorry, Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
That is blazing his own trail.
You're right.
Going to University
on a totally,
of Texas.
Yes, but don't you feel like Manning would have had a lot of pressure to just go to Alabama or go to Georgia?
Well, I think Alabama would have been a lot of pressure because of the level of that program.
Sure.
Arch Manning going to Alabama, that would have been basically your number one every year or your complete failure. So I think there was a lot of pressure on him to go to Ole Miss, Tennessee,
sure,
and maybe LSU because New Orleans, LSU. No, the Texas thing, it just feels a little, you know what I'm saying? It's a little funny.
You're right. Travis Hunter definitely deserves more credit
blazing
for going
the trail to,
an
go
HBCU,
to arguably
yes,
the richest program in the country. It just feels like a more utilitarian move to me than sort of a brave move.
Okay, I get what you're saying, and there we can go through all of the reasons why this makes a lot of sense for Arch, like on the field, the coaching. You know, we can even go through offensive line rankings and sort of where they're going to be when Arch would presumably start. And I'm not saying that it's brave. I just like it as a move because even you said between Alabama, Georgia, and Texas, which one of these things is not like the other? And of course, we were going to say Texas there. Yes, they're one of the richest programs in college football, but it just felt like a, you know what? I'm going to go a little outside of what everyone may think I'm going to do.
It's great. It makes Texas must watch, adds another must watch team. There has been sort of a staleness to the Final Four. Alabama, Georgia getting in there a lot, Oklahoma, Ohio State. It'll be great to see if Texas can get in there. That being said, Texas, as you mentioned, has had huge classes before.
That's
and a
true.
Lot of talent come through that program and spent a lot of money on coaches, and it hasn't worked out. I think we are a long way from seeing Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns in the Final Four. If you look through a number, it is not LeBron James going if he had gone to a college. It's not a number one recruit. Football is so tricky. So much has to happen. And if you watch highlights of Arch Manning, you can tell immediately he's a good quarterback, but there's nothing about him that is so distinctive that he's automatically guaranteed to be a championship, a national champion quarterback in college football. There's just so many steps.
Yeah, there's so many steps, and sometimes Texas as a program can tend to be their own worst enemy, and sometimes they can get in their own way and stuff like that. But I would say, like, from the what seemed like a real bottom of the barrel sort of moment last year, you know, when you get off to a 4-1 start and then you have three straight losses where you were holding double-digit leads in the third quarter. Then, on top of it, you lose to Kansas at home when Kansas was a 2-win team. It felt like it was kind of dark, and yet Steve Sarkisian put together a top-5 recruiting class this year, and now with Arch Manning, like, even this is going to become an even bigger destination because, you know, there's like a trickle-down effect of Arch Manning choosing your program.
Absolutely. He'll recruit other guys there.
Exactly.
It's going to be great. He does have the A&M problem over his shoulder. A&M is now the juggernaut.
Yep.
So that's a bit of a problem. You have a Baylor and Houston problem. Both of them are regularly in the top 10 somehow that nobody understands.
Yes.
Baylor is going to be incredible. You have, in a couple of years, an SEC problem where he'll have to go up against Alabama and Georgia. You know what would solve all this?
What's that?
Expand to 12. You have Arch of Texas. They might not be good enough to make the Final Four, but you need to highlight your player. Expand to 12 right now.
Oh, for the college football playoff.
Yeah, expand to 12 for the playoff and make this all work. Because there, as I mentioned, there's just a lot of things that need to happen for them to be a Final Four team. They are not. They were 5-7 last year.
Yep.
So Arch Manning better be good. And you can't argue. I mean, there's a lot of talent. They have the number one recruit from last year, Quinn Ewers, in the building. They have the number two dual threat quarterback from 2 years ago in the building. And they have the number 12 from this fall in the building. So having that top recruit doesn't guarantee anything.
Okay, let's pause for a second on Quinn Ewers, we were just talking about, who is a five-star recruit who came out of high school early, went to Ohio State, first was going to go to Texas, is from Texas, then went to Ohio State. Mostly because, why, the NIL deals at the time?
So he wanted to stay, and he went to high school. The famous, where did he go? Hold on.
Southlake.
He went to Southlake, right, which has huge crowds, and he could have gotten a lot of NIL money. Texas had a rule at the time, high school players could not profit.
Yeah, so college players, it's state by state.
State by state, and Texas, for some reason, was behind on that rule. So he went to Ohio State, then Ohio State, he sat there last year. I remember seeing him in uniform. But Ohio State has sort of moved on past him, and then he left to Texas. He's a quiet kid. I had our friend Monty Burke, who's been on the show many times, wrote a gigantic feature on him for Guns and Ammo magazine. Don't ask.
Okay.
He's a very interesting, introspective, quiet kid with a huge, huge arm.
Yeah.
So he
and a pretty sick mullet.
And people called him Joe Dirt, the quarterback. Yeah. So there's gigantic expectations on him. But tell me if you disagree, like, say bye-bye. There's no way. Arch has got to be the guy there now.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that Arch makes his decision today and announces it on Twitter, and immediately Quinn Ewers is also trending on Twitter because a lot of people are wondering what's going to happen to this other five-star recruit. Now, the other thing about Ewers, as we just lined out, is that he already entered the transfer portal once to get from Ohio State to Texas. So if he's going to do it again, he's going to have to sit out a year. That's a one-time thing, the transfer portal. It was created, obviously, out of the pandemic, and now it's stayed, and it's been probably even maybe more than NIL. It's been the biggest upset or change to college football, at least big-time college football. So this is fascinating because I've said this from very beginning. I do not think that Arch Manning is actually going to be competing with anybody on the roster when he steps foot on the campus of the University of Texas. They can call it a competition. We can call things whatever we want. The reality is he's going to get the job if he's healthy and available. I'm not saying there couldn't be like a red shirt or something like that, but as soon as Arch Manning is ready to play football, he is starting at Texas. That's all there is to it, whether Ewers is the better quarterback or not.
Yeah, I think Ewers is going to leave. A lot of quarterbacks have waited the 2 years and have been high picks.
Yeah, you know, the NFL draft is not like the NBA draft. When you're in the NBA draft and say you're 22,
yeah,
people are like, oh, you're ready for the retirement home. Like, that definitely works against you in the NBA draft. Right. In the NFL, it does not.
Well, and Justin Fields transferred, and, you know, we all know why he was able to play immediately, because he got a racial slur shot at a baseball game, and basically in some form
like
or other,
a hardship exempt.
Declared hardship.
Yeah.
But look at the last, I don't know, five of the top last 10 quarterbacks are all transfers. Obviously, Kyler Murray, also out of Texas, transferred. Yep. Justin Fields, transferred. You go on and on.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the thing now.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
And I think 2 years. So Quinn Ewers is not looking at urgency there. I'll bet you, I have a thought of where he ends up.
Well, he might want to be a little urgent. I know you can make money off NIL, but not the same type of money that you're getting or being a first-round pick in the draft.
So NIL deals are not, he already signed NIL deals in Texas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
They're not allowed to be tied to the school, so the contracts cannot say you have to stay at the University of Texas.
Right.
What I found out was the contracts can say you have to do these deals within a certain geographical distance.
Oh.
That's how they get you from transferring.
What a workaround.
That's what our buddy who's in marketing told me.
Yep.
That they do that. So what's in
geographical... We got a guy behind the scenes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we do. And we're not sure whether or not we want to say his name, so we won't
say
for now.
But SMU loves taking transfer quarterbacks. So I was. What if TCU's in Dallas, a hometown of Quinn Ewers? What if he wants to stay close... Well, it's in Fort Worth, rather, and he's from Dallas. What if he wants to stay close to home? And there's lots of options in Texas. I feel like that's not an unusual path for a quarterback these days, to jump around. And it doesn't mean he's bad, but if I was him, I agree with you 100%. Get out of Texas. It's not going to happen. This is Arch's team.
Yeah, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he does next year. I mean, Arch, it's not going to be for next season. Arch has a senior year to go through. Also, just a small reporting nugget that I saw that was reported out this morning is that yesterday... All the Mannings are together now in New Orleans because the Manning Passing Academy is going to be starting any day now. So they did a 7-on-7 thing at the famous high school they all went to. Isidore Newman, also Odell Beckham went there, but all the Mannings went there. And so you had Eli there, Peyton was there, everyone. And they all apparently, according to this reporting, all had like a family summit. And all got to talk about where Arch is going to go. Obviously, Cooper, their father, they're all having some kind of summit. And then the next day, Arch commits.
If you were a Manning, say you're a cousin,
mm-hmm.
what would you have told Arch to do?
As a cousin. How deep into the family tree are we going to Maggie
Manning.
She's to solicit second opinions.
The second cousin twice removed.
Yeah, the loudest mouth in the family, though.
And Eli has a say. Cooper has a say. Peyton has a say.
Well, my Olivia. Alma mater doesn't have a football team, so I couldn't have recruited for GW.
What would you have said? I think I have an answer.
Yeah.
I just want Arch to be happy.
Just be happy.
I would have said something.
He's a teenager.
I would have said something nice like that and supportive. I will root for whoever Arch goes to. And I think Eli and Peyton would appreciate that.
I'd hope so. I mean, the kid is you know, he's a teenager after all. Can't, I mean, although Samter wanted to come on and rip him. Yeah. You're shaking your head at us. You were like, is this right for him? He's choosing the wrong place. It's like, Samter, ease up. The kid's like basically at a high school cafeteria right now.
You know what? College football isn't amateur football anymore. I mean, this is like a professional league at this point. And at this point, by making this decision, he's not like a kid going to a college like, oh, you're making the... This is Arch Manning choosing where he's going to play football for the next couple years.
And you disagree with his choice?
Hugely.
Why?
There's so many variables that could go wrong. Texas has had one double-digit win season in the past, like, 12 years, right? And they always have good recruits. There's something going on at Texas. And then we all say, like, okay, Quinn Ewers, he's going to be moving around. Quinn Ewers was a once-in-a-generation type recruit before Arch Manning came in. And we've had guests on the show telling us that they don't necessarily believe that Arch Manning is as good as all the hype.
Shout out Quincy Avery.
So if you're Arch Manning, you've got all these variables. You've got a program that has been floundering and underachieving for years.
Yeah.
An unproven head coach who's jumped around from program to program. And, I mean, let's be honest, he has a dark past that he's obviously gotten over, and good for Sark. Love the guy. I'm rooting for him.
Redemption story. Yep.
It's an unknown. Obviously, he's had success at quarterback, but he hasn't had success as a head coach necessarily. Texas is going to be going to the SEC his second or third year, depending on when he actually starts, you know, whether he redshirts or not. That move, now you're dealing with whole new coaches, whole new scheduling, traveling to different areas.
Oh, see, this learning is different.
That's not his thing. Like, he'll be.
He's going to have to watch film, right? He's going to be like, if you're at Texas for 3 years and you're scouting and you're watching film against Oklahoma every year, you know what defense they run. You know their scheme.
Well, good thing Oklahoma's going with him.
Well, fine. TCU.
Right.
Or Houston.
No, they actually have Gary Patterson on their staff now.
Right, exactly. Oklahoma State. Whatever it is.
Right.
At the end of the day, and put all the hype and all the different bells and whistles that are going to go along with the move to the SEC, not just the actual on-field stuff.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, all that outside noise that's going to go into moving to the SEC. And plus, you also have Quinn Ewers there. It's just...
Quinn Ewers also right now, and I wish this kid the best too, has not played a football game since he was in high school. It's been a while. We'll see.
But he was a top-ranked quarterback, or he was the top... He was the top-ranked quarterback to come out of high school in a decade.
Yeah.
Right? And then Arch Manning is matching that. So it's not like he's just competing with, like, another five-star quarterback or another top recruit. He's competing with a generational-type talent.
Yeah,
and if
there's
he loses,
not going to be a competition.
But that's my point. Like, it's so bad on so many... There's so many variables. Like, if he comes in there and there's not a competition and he wins out over Quinn Ewers, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems. If Quinn Ewers balls out this year, there's going to be problems.
How does anyone in Texas get out of bed in the morning? The way that you're painting this is just like doom and gloom. This is the best day that the university has had in years.
It's great for Texas. I just think for Arch Manning, there's too many variables. You know, if you go to Bama or you go to Georgia or you go to Clemson or you go to LSU, you know your path, you know your coach, you know what you're doing, you know your conference, you know
all
of it.
There's no variables at LSU. There's plenty of variables at LSU.
I'm sure, but Brian Kelly, at least you know he's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
You know that he can develop talent, he can develop, he can win. So there's fewer variables to me at LSU. And plus, you're from Louisiana. You know the area.
Right.
Oh,
there's
just
so many variables at Texas. I feel like there's more chances for him to fail at Texas than at any other place.
LSU's quarterback death, except for Joe Burrow. And that was a freaky accident.
it does seem like the exception.
That's the worst place. But yours is so much more complicated. Part of it is, I was reading, they're not even sure that would be applied by the NCAA. Like, if he said, I want to get out of here this week, they might let him play somewhere else differently because basically NCAA has no power anymore.
An Arch Manning exemption?
No.
Like, ladies
basically,
and gentlemen, no one's, what am I supposed to do?
He's
a Manning.
He could basically apply for waivers and leave again, too, and they're not sure the NCAA wouldn't let him do that.
I know, but what's the case he's going to bring to...
I don't even know if he needs a case because the NCAA is so weak right now that he might just leave. I don't think he is. The other thing is there's a lot of reports Ewers and Arch are great friends. And that Ewers would do 2 years, and then Arch would redshirt one.
Maybe they've got it all worked out.
And read anything about Texas. Like, Ewers is in a battle to play with a kid who's supposed to be really good, Hudson Carter, who's also a top-10 recruit.
Yeah.
Who
of course,
could,
they stack five-star recruits on top of each other. I would just like the record to reflect that Mike Samter just ripped the decision of a 17-year-old kid today.
But we're leading the show with Arch Manning choosing Texas, so like... Maybe you guys like it or you agree with it, but if it was like a crazy decision or if there was some weird thing, like, I don't look at it as ripping the decision of a 17-year-old. This is a kid who's basically going to be playing professional football next year. Whether we call it college or amateur, it's basically professional football next year with NILs and everything else that goes into it. Yeah. He's basically playing professional football next year. So, like,
we have to be able to make the decision whether or not it actually works out before we start ripping it. I mean,
that's what recruiting is all about.
That's kind of what recruiting is about.
All right. He's
probably, by the way, he didn't choose Northwestern. He went to Texas. This is professional as any school out there. I do agree. They do seem snake bitten. It definitely feels a little odd.
Sometimes they get in their own way.
I don't think this is, I don't apply the KD argument. Like, if Arch Manning had gone to Alabama, he would not have gotten any credit for making them very good. So what would be the upside for that?
Oh, so I wasn't sure which KD you were talking about because KD also went to Texas. Yeah. I was like, are we talking about KD's college years? KD or are we talking about KD, KD winning a title somewhere else? Guys?
Going to Golden State. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't think Arch was going to go to Alabama. That never felt right. And also Alabama, Manning's. Texas is, I know they're going to be in the SEC, but that doesn't seem like exactly the, you know, the middle finger of the Manning family that Alabama would be.
Yeah, well, okay. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Arch Manning makes his decision. It's likely to just alter the landscape in college football. Who's going to say it? Who wants to say it? Is anyone going to say the thing that everyone was thinking the moment that Arch committed to Texas? Ladies and gentlemen, Texas is back. You're going to make me say it. All right, I said it. You can clip it. Coming up, we, of course, will have your phone calls, your tweets at Maggie and Pearl, facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff, Maggie and Perloff on Instagram, and our YouTube channel is cooking right now. Got to go check that out. Subscribe, and you can get all of the fun stuff from our show. A bit later on, we'll turn our attention to the NBA draft. The one player that's going to be a must-watch next season, we'll tell you who it is. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and SiriusXM Channel 158.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.